was it? She's like, tell Paul, Bobby Lashley would. I was like,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I was like, I know.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
It's cool.
So, did they release the full W WrestleMania card?
It's still not official, I don't think.
I didn't know they were still doing, so they've decided to keep it at two nights in a row.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think so. I don't like it either, but you know. It is what it is at this point.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indubitably.
Walk slow through the fire.
What is the card so far?
I'm pulling it up right now.
So they really are going to unify the title.
I mean, you kind of got to, like.
I saw it on Raw. It says unification match.
So the matches so far are Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. So my question is, why are they unifying the men's title but not the women's title?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And then, because then you have Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair, Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio versus The Miz and Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin, The Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. And that's night one so far. Night two, you get Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. Then you get Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn, Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory, and Edge versus AJ Styles.
Ooh. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm not mad at the cut. I kind of got in my mode.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, chico.
I'm going to let this rock for a little bit in honor of the late, great Scott Hall,
Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon.
Two-time Hall of Famer. Two-time Hall of Famer.
You know, I don't want to stop it there because I love that.
It's dope.
I love that right there, you know.
That.
Yeah. It's
real. Yeah. It's live, bro.
Yeah. For those of you guys that don't know, I want to give a shout out and a rest in peace to the late, great Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon. He played a big staple of... for me growing up, because he was one of my favorite wrestlers. One of my favorite wrestling moves was always the Razor's Edge. And it was
dangerous.
It was really dangerous and it was really painful. I'm not going to tell you how I know this, but
it is very, very painful.
Yeah, man, it's sad to say, got some really, really bad news in the WWE community or the wrestling community in general. Yeah,
wrestling community.
Scott Hall has passed away. Apparently, he had a heart attacks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, multiple
heart
attacks.
After that hip surgery, I believe.
Right? Yeah, after the hip surgery. And fortunately, he did not pull through. He was on life support, and his family decided to
pull it.
I'm not sure how old he was. I think he was in his late 60s.
I want to say late mid-60s,
maybe
mistaken.
Early 70s. I don't want to... You know, what can I say about Scott Hall, man? He was great. He was a wonderful in-ring performer. He was a very, very big man, though.
This dude was huge. I didn't realize
he was 6'7".
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big he was just because he was always next to Diesel.
Yeah.
And Diesel was a big motherfucker.
He was
himself.
63.
63.
Yeah.
63, man. That's still young.
Yeah.
That's still young. But
I mean, Scott Hall, for a lot of people who became fans of wrestling in the 80s and 90s, essentially, was one of the foundations for a lot of people to become fans. I mean, NWO wouldn't be this, you know, wouldn't have started without him. Mm-hmm. Outsiders.
Yeah.
You even go back to the Click, you know, WWE before that, you know, he was always a part of a really strong foundation and, know, truly impactful. Like,
and if you know wrestling, you know the iconic ladder match what he had with Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, yep.
WrestleMania 10.
For the IC title.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, IC title.
Probably amazing match.
That was the top 10 match.
That was one. That was, yeah, that was definitely one of, I know it was one of his greatest matches, but I also would put that up there as one of WrestleMania's top.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
Of all time, yeah.
Exactly. Two of the best.
I mean, yeah. Like, because I think that was, like, the first televised ladder match, too. And, like, just the innovation at the time, like, you know, now granted, they've moved light years ahead, but to just, especially, like I said, someone 6'7" doing those kind of stunts and pulling those kind of bumps is, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
It is. Yeah.
I loved him in the NWO too, man.
He was dope. I remember when he first came to WCW. He was wearing that
all
gym
denim
vest,
that
all denim out. He came in there. Hey, yo.
I mean, if you truly think about it, him and Kevin Nash broke the mold when it came to wrestling personas. Because them moving from WWF to WCW, he couldn't take Razor Ramon.
He couldn't take, so he became himself.
Mm-hmm. He's Scott Hall, and
yeah,
like Razor Ramon is like almost an entity of Scott Hall, but Scott Hall became bigger.
Yeah,
and yeah, like it's crazy to think that.
I'll tell you this right now, man. I'm jealous of his chest hairs.
Yeah, that dude.
This man's chest hairs.
He had the cleanest chest hair.
The cleanest. Like, just so clean. No, pause. Pause if necessary.
Ain't no pause on that. We're good. But everybody can agree.
Everybody can agree that this man's chest hairs was impeccable.
I'm going to take a moment to... Gotta give respect to his hair too.
Oh, definitely.
That shit was slick back.
Perfect.
Stayed in the ponytail.
The whole match.
Man, this man was slicked out. And always had that toothpick. That toothpick. Mm-hmm.
Two toothpicks. One in his ear, one in his mouth.
Yeah.
When it was throw at the camera.
Yeah, it was mad disrespectful when he did that. Take it out and just throw it at people.
Yeah.
That was amazing, man.
Oh, that dude was too cool, man. I mean,
way too cool.
What, you rock like 10 chains to the ring?
Yeah, at least 10 chains. This man was ill, man. He was the WWE Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Oh,
I mean, you could definitely see that persona in Razor Ramon.
Because I remember, because like we were saying his promo where he pulled up in the car, he had that white
Cadillac.
Yeah, man, he was smooth, man. He was slick.
Like I
big
said,
motherfucker.
That's one of the coolest transition personas, I think.
Yeah.
Like for wrestling, like
I agree.
You literally become your persona and it becomes you.
Like, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And it was sad to see, and I don't even want to bring this up, to be honest, but it was sad to see that he kind of fell. His character grew on him to where it affected him outside of the ring. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he started actually living how he was portraying himself, which is sad, but I don't want to take that away from the great in-ring performer.
Oh, most definitely.
And which he
like,
was.
Like, you know, a lot of our early wrestlers we grew up watching, you know, Razor Ramon, HBK, they had those demons at that time, like, where, you know, and because, like, I watched the Beyond the Ring actually for Razor Ramon, like, a couple months ago, and Shawn Michaels even said it. He's like, you know, you try not to become your persona as far as the in-ring, but then you realize... You're this persona 200 days out the year, and then you're yourself 100, and so it's like...
It just becomes you.
It becomes you, yeah. Essentially, and, you know, it's an unfortunate side effect. But, you know, I definitely do respect, you know, that he was able to conquer those demons and get his life clean. Yeah. I mean, last time he was at a WWE event, he looked healthy, he looked good, mm-hmm. And, you know...
Yeah, he was getting his... He was getting back on track.
Most definitely, and, like... He's one of the few people who could get a crowd pop with two words.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Like.
Started off like that all the time.
And with his promos, he would just control the crowd, and he would just have him in the palm of his hand throughout the whole promo.
And he wasn't one of those fast talkers either. He would like
smooth
talking. He'll give you like two or three words at a time. You know, it was just it was smooth with it, man. It was man.
I seen this dude. I just seen this video yesterday, like in WCW. He took a beer to the head and didn't flinch. He just stayed in his mode. That was dope, man.
Yeah. He's ill, bro. Man, I'm, and we can't forget when WWE was salty about him leaving.
Oh, so
they created the fake. They created the fake Razor Ramon and the fake Diesel.
Trash.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Never
was it.
That was terrible.
Wasn't Kane like the fake Kevin Nash?
I don't know,
at that
but
time?
It was somebody.
It was somebody that became big. I think.
Yeah, man.
You can't duplicate that, man.
You can't duplicate
that.
You, at all. You cannot duplicate Scott Hall. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace.
But no, like, it's just like we said. I feel like we grew up in the golden age of wrestling where you're going to see. You saw personas that elevated a wrestler because, let's be honest. Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, whatever you call him, he was a prolific mid-carder. He never got it. What, did he ever win a world champion?
No.
I don't think he ever
did.
He did not. Always the Intercontinental. Tag team.
He stayed relevant, and he always got a crowd pop. Like
he was one of the very few to do that.
He was like a consummate pro. Like you knew what you were getting from him, and you knew, okay, yeah, he might not ever get world title status, but he had his fans. And he had the respect of the other wrestlers that even have surpassed him. So it's just like, that spoke to his time and what he did and the time he put in, you know?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like you said, like of our time, growing up in our time in the 90s, these characters, these personas, these wrestlers bringing their personas and their characters to life, it was bigger than holding a title. You know what I mean? Because we were tuned in. Like, you know, nowadays you got, you know, this unification match and all that stuff, which is huge. But back then, like, you see Booker T and Stone Cold going in the grocery store. You know what I mean? You got The Rock and Stone Cold where you know, they throw, Steve Austin throws the title in the IC title. Yeah. And it, like I'm saying, man, these characters, these personas, because who they were and they just brought, they were just bigger than life. We looked over the title in which they held. We just wanted to see them for who they were and what
the storyline got you more than just the praise of the title.
Exactly. Man.
I think we talked about this like off air last time. Like you don't necessarily need the title to have a good feud.
Exactly.
I think when we started watching, because WWE been around since like the 60s, 70s.
Like 60s.
Yeah, but it was really, really, really small market and it wasn't on TV.
No.
They started getting on TV in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. So we got to see who they were and how they were before, you know, the rules and regulations of what can be on television got involved. You know, so we got to see the Raw shit. We got to see stuff that
Raw
was...
Raw is War.
Yeah, Raw is War. WCW Nitro. Like, we got to see these things before these things were in place, where it's like, yo, you know, no more hitting people in the chair with the chair on the head.
Yeah.
You know, no more thumbtacks and throwing in the ring. No more, you know, all of this stuff. Like, blood was not allowed. Is not allowed on TV anymore. Yeah. If you do see it, it's fake blood.
No. Well, even with WWE now, what they do... If somebody, because like they didn't show it, but they showed it on YouTube. Like when Brock Lesnar got ambushed by Roman Reigns, he actually drew blood.
Yeah.
So what they do now, instead of actually showing the blood, they tune it to black and white, so you can't really tell.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I wish they didn't do that, but I get it.
But yeah, like I mean, we don't. I mean, but it's, I get the safety concerns because like you can even go back to the Mick Foley, the Rock match,
Yeah.
Nobody should have took that amount of head and chair shots to the dome.
At all. That's
and you know, like, for me, that spoke to more so Mick Foley because he was encouraging
him. Tough son of a bitch.
And like I said, I think he's probably the most underrated wrestler of all time. Absolutely. Like,
Mick Foley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's sad that his career was cut short. Even like he encouraged a lot of shit that should not have happened. So it's probably for him to blame. Like when he got thrown off of the cell.
He told Taker,
and Taker was like, "Are you fucking kidding?"
He was like, "All right, man."
Like, "All right." Yeah, Yo, Vince was shitting himself when that shit happened.
Oh, most definitely, because you thought somebody died.
Yeah,
on camera,
like, this man felt like what, three stories up. Like, sheesh.
But I feel like that spoke to what he knew what was going to get the most reaction.
Yeah,
and I mean, now, granted, he didn't know because, like I said, I watched the interview when they talked about that match where he body slammed him through the ring and the cage collapsed. Like, they didn't anticipate the cage collapsing, but Undertaker even said, he was like, "You just kept hearing the ring snap, snap, snap." And he's like, "Mick, I don't think we should do this." And he's like, "No, go ahead and do it."
Yeah. Mick was a wild man.
That's a wild boy.
Because I think, for me, him and Rikishi took two of the biggest bumps I think we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Rikishi got thrown. As a matter of fact, The Undertaker.
Yeah. Both. Behind both of them. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I that's why I knew I couldn't be a wrestler. As much as I used to like wrestling, I'm not taking no bump. Yeah. Fuck you.
Well, to your point, I mean, they're not doing that these days no more. So
that's
like,
true.
So they wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to be a wrestler. I'm like, I'll take bumps like that, and I'm good.
But we grew up in the good years of wrestling.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everything was, bro. I remember when Edge, was it Lita? Edge and Lita. They had the sex scene in the middle of the ring.
Yeah,
that was wild.
I was like, it was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm watching this shit.
Like I was younger. I used to be watching Raw and stuff with my dad, and then they would be doing shit like that. I'm just like. Awkward.
See, for me, it was the Nitro Girls.
Sable come out Nitro with no girls. Fucking shirt on. I'm like, oh.
Sable, bro.
She married to Brock.
Yeah. But no, it was even that, like. I can't even. I just drew a blank.
I don't know, man. It's. We did have. I remember I went here when WWE came, and then, The Son's Gorilla, he got choked.
By
Taker. That shit was nice. I was laughing. It was comical.
Going back to Scott Hall real quick though, it's like, you know, as far as like you were saying, Mick Carter status, he really did make the IC title relevant though.
He did.
It might have been at the time more prestigious as the world title, and just unfortunately nowadays IC title is. It never gets defended. Like it's never. It just sucks. And just compared
I think because if you look at the people that were holding
the IC title at the time,
you know, you had Shawn Michaels and then you got Razor Ramon. But like the WWE title, that was held by like
Bret Hart,
Hulk Hogan, Yokozuna. Like these characters, yeah, they were larger than life, but We already knew what they were capable of and what the storyline.
We didn't know what these new ones were capable of.
These new ones, we didn't know. These new ones, they kind of broke the barrier because you got, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, the All American, you know what I mean? Bret Hart, the fan favorite. And then you get somebody like Shawn Michaels coming in, you know, the Heartbreak Kid. Not the Heartbreak Kid, but, you know, he's, you know, too sexy, you know. And then you got Razor Ramon taking on the Scarface persona. These were R-rated characters.
R-rated characters, which then you, like, right after, all you got to think, right after that, we literally got Stone Cold.
Yeah.
We got The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got it, and, you know.
It's like the pre-attitude era. We got the pre-attitude era before the attitude era.
Yeah. Like you saw it. You saw what they were creating, and you're like, okay, this is something that's going to be good. And then, boom, it exploded and made it, like, the biggest thing ever. But, like, no, what I was going to actually say earlier was, like, they do a lot to try and bring shit back. But try and bring it in like a friendlier version, like that 24-hour title is like it's a knockoff of the hardcore.
Yeah.
The hardcore was more entertaining because it wasn't, oh, you got to defend it all the time. It was, you got to defend it all the time and avoid getting hit by trash cans.
Yeah.
Avoid getting chair-shotted around a corner and then getting pinned. Not like, oh, I'm sneaking up on you to pin you. It was like...
At your kid's birthday party or the balloons and shit.
Yeah, like, no, it was like, hey, what's that behind your back? Oh, that's a... You got a... Got a kendo stick?
Boom.
You know, like, it was shit like that. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, we did see reckless shit because, like, one of the most memorable things for me was Boss Man driving away with Big Show's father with the hearse, dragging it. Like, that would get your show canceled so fast right now.
I remember I remember that one, and I remember... Where he threw somebody, I forgot who was in the wheelchair, but he threw him down the flight of steps. I forgot who
it was. Brock Lesnar and I don't remember the
that
kid's
one-legged
name.
Wrestler
yeah,
kid.
Yeah.
But that was wild. That
Brock Lesnar abused that boy. I don't care what anybody says. Like, that is assault.
You know Brock Lesnar no fake shit. Like,
he doesn't give
a fuck.
I do like this new Brock Lesnar though. He's a
better personality.
He's a very likable character.
Yes.
This past Friday, he threw the championship and it almost hit, what's his name, on Pat McAfee. Like, this man's wild, bro.
I mean, like I said, this new Brock, though, you see his personality. It's great you get to see personality out of someone. Like, I feel like a lot of people didn't think had a personality.
Yeah.
Like,
he seemed very stale.
Yeah. And so now you're like, oh, shit, this dude is actually entertaining.
He's taking pictures with fans.
Exactly.
And shit. Yeah,
something like, we get you don't want to do that in your personal life outside of wrestling. But let your persona change and do that. Like, be a fan. You can become a fan favorite, which you are now. Yeah. Like, people actually want to see you beat Roman.
I do.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Good.
But at the same time, like, it's Roman.
I don't think they're gonna do that to Roman.
They're gonna put the crown on him. Yeah,
he's there.
He's a stop, man. Just stop.
I need The Rock to come back, DQ, and say, I'm unifying this bitch next year, baby. Man, triple threat.
Needs to stop, man. Needs to stop. Mm. Well, let's wrap this up because the plug just got here. So we going.
And he brought Steve Weiser's. No, just kidding.
Hey.
What up?
The WWE family is saddened by the passing of Scott Hall, the man who proved it's good to be the bad guy.
Say hello to Razor Ramon.
Scott Hall made an instant impact upon his WWE debut in 1992 as Razor Ramon.
That character was the little spark that he needed to light the dynamite of everything he had.
Take a look at me.
I'm living the good life, man. Good food, good drink, good chicas.
You just can't teach somebody to be cool. And Scott's always been cool.
Maybe I could clear the table, huh? Is that what you would like, man?
He's the guy that made it cool to be the bad guy.
Being the bad guy came with benefits. Razor would cement his legacy as one of WWE's greatest intercontinental champions with a thrilling victory in WWE's first ever ladder match at WrestleMania against Shawn Michaels.
I got gold around my neck and my most precious gold around my neck.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Upon leaving WWE in 1996, Scott Hall would make his way to WCW, where alongside Kevin Nash and the immortal Hulk Hogan, he would revolutionize sports entertainment with the NWO.
Going down there changed everything. Scott Hall was a pioneer.
We are taking over.
It just felt real. Felt like you were getting something special.
Hey, yo, are you here to see them?
This was one of the best things that ever happened in the business.
When you're NWO, you're NWO for life.
The WWE family will forever remember Scott Hall as a gifted entertainer and two-time WWE Hall of Famer.
Hey, yo!
A loving father and a dear friend.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.